only.
Highs of 11 to 15 degrees. Today FM News will have more at 3.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you for that. And what do I have for you? Oh, this is the delivery men. A number of delivery men. They appear to be three or four maybe. Delivery men, you know, like the Deliveroo or Just Eat types. They're delivering takeaways to people, it seems. And they've got their mopeds and they've got their helmets and they've got their boxes. You know, the boxes or the bags with the delivery company's names on them.
I got you.
And they're outside an apartment block, okay? Mm-hmm. They're standing outside an apartment block. And you know the way when you push the buzzer on an apartment block, it might make a noise or an unusual ringer noise.
I'm familiar.
Or it could make a beep. It could make a long beep or something like that. The particular apartment block that they're standing outside, however, has an unusual ringer noise.
Okay.
And they all thought the same thing. So they pushed the button. What I liked it was that there was a number of them all together and whoever pushed it first waited for other lads to arrive.
Yeah.
So they could all push it and enjoy it as a group.
It is exactly the right note. Exactly the right note.
So he pushes the button. You got to get people their spice bags, lads.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
That is the mission, should you choose to accept it. Today FM. Amy Winehouse and Rehab, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley out for your Monday. God help us. As if we got a long weekend coming up at some stage.
Soon.
Because I'm struggling. Yeah. I'm struggling.
You're on fumes.
What's that?
You're on fumes at this stage.
Huffing, is that what it is?
You're chugging along.
I'm sniffing fumes.
Yo, what are you doing here?
Oh, boy. I'm grand, actually. I'm grand. How you doing? Ray here, JP there.
How you doing?
The gang's all here. Good afternoon, Earlong. Oh, my word. Thanks to everyone who sent me direct messages and the amount of people who over the last 3 days sent me this. You know the way I say to people, send me something funny or something that I can play on the radio after the news at 2 o'clock every day. Tag me in it, send it to me. Send it to me on Insta, DM it to me on Insta, whatever. Just so I can find it, and then I'll get the audio, play it. But it needs to be something that's audio, playable audio. Since was it maybe Saturday morning to all the way through to today, even this morning, Anne Gleeson, our old pal Anne, sent me this. And I'm like, yeah, we did it last Monday.
That's so done right now.
Yeah, we've done it, lads. Well, thank you for remembering, but we've done that one now. Also, thanks to everyone sending me a number of people sent me hard luck messages from the Radio Awards on Friday night. Hard luck for not winning the Radio Award. I got second best loser in the Music Broadcaster of the Year Awards.
So you got silver? Second, or did you get bronze?
Second best loser.
That's no. Second loser, though. So that's bronze, is it? Because silver would be the first loser.
Yeah. So I got bronze, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Did you not know this?
I did not know this. So you had a podium place.
You're with a Radio Award winner, a 2022 Radio Award winner.
They say it's better to win bronze than silver, actually.
That's how I feel about it. Second best loser is what I did describe it as. But whereas I shouldn't, you know, it's 2022, we should be encouraging our kids, you know, just to be nominated.
It's
is
taking part that counts.
It's the taking part that counts. Everyone gets a lollipop. So didn't win the Music Broadcaster of the Year award. However, I won.
You won.
The two biggest awards of the Radio Awards on Friday night.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
What were those?
Now, you got to stick with me on this. Because this is...
Are we about to go on a journey?
I'm going to take you on a journey.
Okay.
And I need you to just commit to the journey and come with me on this journey.
Okay.
Today FM, the radio station, the whole station as a whole, on Friday night. Actually, we've got it there in our news, don't we? This is a whole new news intro that we've got. Which is insane. At the minute this came out, it gave me a fright. That's wrong. No wonder it gave me a fright, isn't it?
There it is. Yeah.
So the exact title is like Best Radio Station in the World Ever Award 2022.
On the Today FM app
and on your smart speaker.
There it is.
This is IMRO, National Station of the Year.
There it is.
Today FM.
Boom, boom, boom. IMRO National Station of the Year.
Right, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks. No, that's fine. You can clap. You can clap for me.
For the wider station, really.
You can clap for me.
Yeah.
So Today FM is the National Station of the Year 2022, which is great. Delighted. Absolutely thrilled.
Team effort, yeah.
For those of us involved. However, the winner of the Music Station of the Year 2022 was Cork's Red FM. Right?
Ancient history, yeah.
No, not ancient. The year in question.
Here we go, he's got to quote dates now.
Is the year end of May.
Did you look at the entry requirements?
May 2021.
Right, yeah.
To end of May 2022.
Falls in the window.
And I was on Cork's Red FM from June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. For 9 months of that year, I was on that station as well.
So you deserve, what is that, 75% of the credit?
I won. I'm the only broadcaster in Ireland to win the two most distinguished, the biggest awards of the night.
Yeah, well done.
No one else can claim that.
Massive.
No one else. Thank you very much indeed, Ireland. Right, we'll do the roll call after Wheatus. This is Today FM.
Her name is Noel.
Playing the music you love. Here long, good afternoon, Ray here. Actually, let's do a roll call while we're at it. My name's Raymond Foley, there's JP.
On show.
Let's do a roll call. 0874 100102. On show, Ray. I seen ya. Seen ya earlier. Flying by on your bike on South William Street. You were hitting some speeds. Owen Ray, love the show. Hey. A from Alan Colgan. Alan, thank you for that. I don't need a squealer reporting me to my to the Gardaí with regard to my speed. I can move for a big guy, though, can't I?
Yeah, you shift.
The thing is, though, once I'm already at speed, you're going to have a hard time slowing me down.
Have you seen those Discovery Channel documentaries on oil tankers? And sort of the physics involved in sort of speeding them up and slowing them down and making them turn. Uh-huh. You're very good in a straight line.
Yeah.
Very good in a straight line. Put you in front of a roundabout and it's mayhem.
Don't try and get me to move to starboard.
No.
At speed. You know, they put those water jets up on top of me to try and slow down pirates. Did you know that?
Oh, God. No, I had heard that. When you're in the waters around Somalia, it's very dangerous.
I tell you, they don't want to be coming
they're
at me.
They're trying to board you.
The chances will be a fine thing. Tom Hanks, up on me back.
What have you got in your hull there, Ray?
Oh, we had a good old laugh. Shortly before Ray got the stent in. On show, Ray JP.
It's just a minor procedure. It was precautionary.
I was just in and out. It was a day surgery job.
Was it hereditary? No, mostly dietary.
On show, Ray JP. It's starting to feel like you'll be around for a while longer. Nearly part of the furniture at this stage. Oh. Like a beaten up but comfortable couch. Love the show. Hey. From Aoife in Kildare. Cheers, Aoife. Yeah, day 131 of the show now. It seems to be sticking like a day-old chewing gum that someone has spat out or someone tried to throw in the bin and didn't quite make it.
Like one of those annoying stickers you get on the front cover of a book that you can never quite get off.
The tunes are class, lads. Sorry, the tunes class, lads. It's like Jason Bourne crossed with the Mission Impossible from Clive and Galway.
Oh, that's your that's your Deliveroo guys thing, isn't it?
Rory on show. Throw on the second bar of the heater there, Ray. It's freezing here in Leitrim. Love the show, hey. From Rory. And I agree on the awards, Ray, but you really need to start the show officially on Today FM. Then you might have a chance of an individual award next year. From Key? K?
Ken.
Ken. Cheers, Ken. And is it Aaron? I don't have Aaron, no. Right. 0874 100 102. Here, actually, one of my favourite newsreaders, news broadcasters in the world ever will be visiting us shortly, and I'm looking for your news. Good news, bad. Well, good news, upbeat news. Your news generally. What's going on in your world today? What happened over the weekend? What are you watching on the telly? Any shout outs you want to do? I need the news in your life, and we will deliver it in a broadcasting style. Text or WhatsApp's 0874 100 102. That's coming up. We'll play Calvin Harris next.
Ray Foley. With Supermax and the Plan.
Bam, 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 bam. Calvin Harris, Rag and Bowman, and Giant. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. And JP's just gone to go and get our next guest. Our next guest with a musical accompaniment, actually. Let's see if you recognise this. Stop the music, I'll bring her back in again. Come on, sit down. I was just playing your intro music. Throw on your headphones there, I've got your microphone turned on already. Say hi to Ireland.
Hello, Ireland.
There you go, listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, now the news headlines. Brought to you by the one and only legendary news broadcaster, Sharon Tobin is here, everybody.
Are there rounds of applause on the news, generally speaking? There aren't, are
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you should have a live audience for your news bulletins, Sharon.
A live audience? Well, there technically is a live audience, you know.
Oh, they're on the other
like
end of the pipe.
500,000 people at home watching the telly. They're usually the live audience.
Welcome to our little live audience. How are you?
You're certainly an excitable live audience.
We are. We've had our...
I don't think they applaud when we come on the telly in the evening.
We do in our house. Actually, here's a true story about what actually happens in our house when you're reading the 6-1 news on RTE1 television, right?
No.
Generally, one of us will be in the kitchen while the 6-1 comes on, okay? By the way, this is when I'm not on the 6 o'clock show, by the way.
Yes.
When I'm on the 6 o'clock show on TV3 or Virgin Media, whole different story, right? But when you're on, we'll have the bongs come on, first of all, with the Angelus. Angelus wraps up and they say, now the news all live, le Sharon Tobin or whatever. And it comes on, the intro comes on. And then we'll see who it is. If it's you, Dobbo was doing it for years. You got Ray Kennedy. Who else you got in there?
Sharon Viola, Katrina Perry, David McCullough.
This is it. And then when you appear, I shout, usually out of the room to Kate, or vice versa. Kate, it's Sharon! Sharon's on!
Come quick.
Sharon's on! And then the other one of us comes
in. Like my mom does.
This is it. We're like your parents. Then into the kitchen, the other one of us bursts, right?
Although I don't even think my mom is that excited anymore.
Genuinely, this is the truth. And then we say in unison, she's looking well, isn't she? Every time you're looking well.
I will let makeup know.
It's not just the makeup though, Sharon. You always look well.
I let wardrobe know as well.
How are you getting on?
I'm good. Yeah.
Busy. Well, aside from the news reading on the 6-1.
Well, that's all there is, really.
Well, no, hang on. There's the new show as well.
Yes. Well, I mean, work is what there is.
Work is work. Working all the time.
As you know.
When I read this story that you were one... How is this working? Because Claire Byrne is gone. She couldn't stand the heat. She had to get out of the kitchen. The cut and thrust buzz of journalism. She was like, I can't hack it anymore. And there's the likes of you who've been in television for... Is it 40 years now, Sharon?
It feels like 40 years. Well, no, it's not 40. It's more like 20.
Yeah, like us in
radio. It actually is.
Yeah, I know it is. It's a long enough time, isn't it?
Yes, considering I still think I'm 20.
Yeah, well, when you still look 20, you're able to get away with it. So when I read this, Claire Byrne, like I said, she quit unceremoniously. She couldn't hack it. She wasn't getting the numbers. She couldn't do it.
Claire is an absolute, and I'm not going to let you slip into this. We have the biggest boots to fill after Claire doing that for years. A brilliant show on a Monday night.
I never caught it.
And
did you ever watch it, JP?
No. Now there's four of us coming in to do the job that Claire was able to
do. I'm going to watch it now. When I saw that you were, there's David McCullough, there's yourself, Louise Byrne. Louise Byrne, yeah.
Didn't we work with
Louise years ago, did we? Or did we know her years ago?
Yeah, you would have.
And then who's the new kid?
Mark Hoglan.
This fresh-faced young fella. Yeah, prime time, right.
Yeah.
But you're one of the four. And how's it working then? Is it just like...
So David does the first two shows. So he did last week, which was on the cost of living.
Dreadful. He was
this
terrible.
This week, he's doing health, you know, waiting lists, those big issues. So they're all big issue programs.
Yeah.
And I'll do the next two.
So you're going to present the next two. Yeah. When I read it initially, I thought, because it was kind of a jumble, whatever the article I was reading, it kind of suggested that all four of you were going to be presenting all at the same time.
No. Right. 8 weeks, four presenters, so 2 weeks each.
How are you feeling then about doing your own two next week and the week after then, is it?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. It's like a completely different format to news, which is really exciting. The studio's even different. There's more cameras. There's actual people on the cameras as opposed to a news. They're all like operated from the gallery.
Right.
So you know from the 6 o'clock show, you probably have a floor manager.
Yeah, there will be. And then a couple of cameras wouldn't have people on them. And then there will be...
So this is real people.
Right. Just surrounded by a floor and a gallery.
Yeah, so it's kind of different that way. And you know the way you're used to your space. Like I'm used to the studio that we do the one in. So then you go to this other studio and the monitors are different sized and, you know, the auto cue is smaller. It's like an eye test going in.
Are you looking forward to getting your teeth stuck into? Because an hour's a long, is, you know, it's a good long stint, a good long stretch.
Yeah, because in the 6 1-year interview is maybe 5 or 6 minutes
only
long.
Bits and
this
bobs,
is,
yeah.
You know, an hour.
And what do you know what you're going to be doing yet, what the stories are?
So I'd be doing housing.
Right, big one.
Big, thorny, problematic problem. Mm-hmm. And crime. So they're all subjects that are, you know, they impact on everyone's lives.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to be given a full hour to do it, to get really stuck in to a subject, you know, not just to hear, you know, there's your 20 seconds on what you do to fix this and you give me your 20 seconds. You know, if you really, we'd be able to have a really decent conversation about it, get people who are impacted, people who do it differently, people who are doing it
as opposed to what Claire was doing, which was just like rubbish.
Well, yeah, she had lots of different subjects. We have one subject. That's the difference.
I've stirred the pot. What is it, JP?
We've received some late breaking news, Ray. And again, I don't know. I haven't been able to back this up with another source, but on 0874,
he's got all journalists now for Sharon Tobin's in the studio.
Just coming into us now as we're live on air. Brian says, Ray, can you wish Sharon a happy birthday tomorrow?
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
Is it your birthday tomorrow?
No,
you joking?
That's Wikipedia.
That's
not
a lie.
My birthday tomorrow.
Wikipedia says it's your birthday tomorrow, but it's not actually.
I think so. I think Wikipedia says it's my birthday in October, and it's October, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my birthday's in April.
All right, okay.
News.
Well, happy birthday then.
Well, you know what? As the years go on, I'll probably take it because I think it also has me.
It makes you younger, doesn't it? So not only is makeup and wardrobe, also Wikipedia is shaving the years off you as well. Come here, will you stick around for another couple of minutes? I want you to do some news for me. Is that all right? Are you working tonight?
I am, yeah.
You're not working on this show, though, on Monday Night Live.
No, next week is my first show. So David McCullough's on tonight, yeah.
So you're doing the 6-1 tonight?
I'm doing the 6-1.
So let's keep it to half four, lads. text in your news to us, 0874 100 102. Let's make the news. She'll be bursting in the door. Hair all over the shop. All over the shop. Wasn't it Angus that was putting the makeup on just after the... She'll be like, what?
She'll be doing it in between.
She'll be doing her makeup on the telly. Right, text in your news, 0874 100 102. Text or WhatsApps. I'm playing Dermot Kennedy for you next. And your news with Sharon Tobin next.
Ray Foley.
With
Supermax.
Dermot Kennedy's new song, Kiss Me. This is Today FM. We'll play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. How are you? Ray Foley's here. JP's over
How
there.
How are you doing?
And our guest this afternoon, the one, the only, legendary news broadcaster, Sharon Tobin. Taking over Monday nights. The new queen of Monday night television on RT1 TV with the new show Monday Night Live. Isn't that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Monday Night Live. It'll be on after the 9 o'clock news on Monday nights.
10:35.
In place of the old... 10:35?
10:35.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was 9:35.
No, 10:35. 10:30
in place of the old Claire Byrne show.
That's it.
But this show you might actually watch because Sharon is going to be on it from next Monday and the following Monday. I'm stirring the pot and you're saying nothing. You're like, I love Claire.
I'm shaking my head at you, which says plenty.
Frowny looks. I was just telling the story. Sharon, JP was like, didn't you guys work together? We never worked in your radio days. We never crossed over.
We crossed over at after work events.
Yeah, there was lots of that.
So I could see why JP would think that we actually did work together.
You moved in the same social circles.
I think on our old afternoon, our old Today FM show, I spoke about you at least once a week and how much I loved you.
Yeah, there was a Sharon Tobin spot on the show.
There was the Sharon Tobin bit. We could have gotten a whole podcast out of that.
Aww.
About how much I love you. And it's like I say, as soon as I saw you getting this gig, I was like, got to get Sharon in. We've got to talk about this. And I've often told the story, and I'm blushing again now, the flop sweat.
You actually are, you're going right.
Of the, we were at a mutual friend's 21st birthday party, and we were dancing, we had a great time, right? We were dancing, and...
Was it late into the night, right?
It was late.
Kind of a late stage of the night.
It was perhaps in the wee small hours.
Okay, you've been celebrating for a while.
And... we were doing the, like, we were copying the videos of the song. Whatever song came on, we copied
it. I didn't know where you were going with this, and I'm like, I'm still trying to see where you're going with this.
It wasn't Dirty Dancing, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't Slow Dancing or anything like that.
It was probably Beyonce.
This was Destiny's Child.
See, I was close. It was that long ago that it wasn't Beyonce. It was
Destiny's Child, yeah. Do you remember the video for this song? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you remember they were on a beach?
Yeah, with black sand, sort of dark sand, yeah.
They were on a beach, Destiny's Child, and they were crawling out of the water.
Oh, yes, yeah. I do remember it.
And you and I took to the soggy carpet of a bar in Bray and started crawling across the floor to Destiny's Child. No, maybe it was a different. It was somebody. Do you know what?
It was a different Sharon.
It was Claire Byrne. It was Claire Byrne. That's who it was. Blame Claire for everything. Are we going to do the newsy bit?
Oh, we can do, yeah.
We were asking you to text in your news. Just your news of the weekend, news of the day, news of a new week, 0874 100 102. And Sharon, our consummate professional news reader. Ladies and gentlemen, August and Ish, you're nooked. Olive Le. Sharon, we've just handed it to her. We've put her on the spot.
She has not seen this before now.
Just this. Well, in your own time then, we can go ahead and do it.
John in Portlaoise wants to know if his brother Ronan will be over for lasagna or not. If he is coming over, can he pick up some garlic bread from Tesco? The flatbread sourdough one. Thanks, John in Portlaoise. Stuart and Kilbride has no news, which he supposes is good news.
Well, no news is good, that's what they say. Unless you work in the news business. Mm. Unless you're working in the RTE newsroom, in which case you're just sitting around doing nothing. Playing spider solitaire. Well, what else? Sorry.
Solitaire. I don't think we have that on our computers. Happy birthday to Maeve, who turns 10 today. Can you tell her sister Annie to cheer up? She'll have her own big day in December from Dad Dave.
Happy birthday, Maeve.
Or maybe she should get Wikipedia to put up her date of birth. Then she'd have two birthdays. Hi, Sharon. This is Pauline doing the school run, collecting her two genius children, little Sean and Kelly in Wicklow. Love the show, Ray, from Pauline.
Hey.
Hi to all the girls who ran with Sonia O'Sullivan on Saturday at Tullamore Grand Canal Park Run, and then again on Sunday at the Big Pink Run in Leopardstown. They got a wee bit wet, but there was a fabulous atmosphere for a great cause, and that's from Eilish. And then in other news... Other news, John's
this
cow...
This is a kicker now. Is this a kicker?
No, this is midpoint.
No,
oh, right, sorry.
It's still three stories.
Okay, sorry, go
kicker.
On.
Kicker's the last one. In other news, John's cow has recovered from mastitis.
Oh, that is good news.
Great news, yeah.
That's really good news. As someone who has had mastitis, that is very good news. And a shout out to Kathleen Phelan and John Farrell. The pair got married last Saturday in Nina, and they're on their way to Ardmore in County Waterford for a mini moon. That's a small honeymoon. Thanks, Ray. Love the show.
Hey.
And congratulations to double award-winning DJ Ray Foley.
Oh, how did that get in there?
Totally 44. Wow. Thanked his team and 44. Family for their support over the years and added in your face to FM.
Yeah. Sharon Tobin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
What a beaut. What a legend. Thank you, madam. Monday Night Live, turning on tonight from 10:35 and with Sharon over the next 2 weeks. Sharon Tobin, everybody. Sharon Crow Today FM. Mojo, lady, brackets, hear me tonight. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland. Can't Good afternoon. How are you? I'm Ray.
How are you doing?
How you doing? We're talking to Sharon Tobin, the 6-1 newsreader and RTE news broadcaster. Now, August Anisha Nuach. Actually, do you know what? I keep doing it in Irish, but of course, the Irish, the Nuach is read by other people, not by Sharon. Mm. She reads it in English. Now, the 6-1 news. Brian Dobson and Sharon Tobin. She's gone now, by the way. She's not here. She had to go out back out to RT, out to Donnybrook, out to Leafy South Dublin to get ready for the 6-1 news tonight. Because
she brought us in gifts. That's never happened before.
Yeah, but guests never bring us presents, and Sharon brought us presents.
She brought us. I don't know what are those sour UFOs, whatever those are, sweets.
They look not to sound ungrateful, but they. They look
about to.
They look rotten.
And
when,
also,
when she produced those, she took those out of her bag first, and we both kind of went, thanks.
And then she brought popping candy.
Popping candy?
Which I don't think I've ever had.
You're not allowed to say candy. In our house, there's a big row in our house at the moment over Halloween.
Which one do you want?
Because my kid, what have you got?
I've got orange flavor or tutti frutti.
He's got orange or tutti frutti. In our house, there's a massive row going on.
Oh, wow.
In the run-up to Halloween. Because my kids keep saying candy. So they're like, we're going to get loads of candy for Halloween. We're going to candy this, candy that, candy the other. Candyman, Candyman, Candyman. And the next thing, this big fellow in a Mac appears, murders us all. My wife, I don't really mind the candy thing. It's annoying. But my wife, Kate, is like, we call them sweets here in Ireland.
The sweets are milshone if you have to.
Ever since I've been changing your diapers and cleaning you under the faucet. Are we having some popping candy then?
Yeah, like, do you have popping candy on its own, or I thought you put it on stuff, no?
I remember, what was the text
garnish.
This in? Do you remember? 0874-100-102. Do you remember? Do you remember the chewing gum that had popping in it? What was the name of that stuff?
I just stuck my nose in it, which is a bad idea.
Very
I think
sweet.
I just snorted some popping candy.
That's very sweet. Oh. I've got the tutti frutti.
I've got orange flavour. How much are you putting in?
It's going to be disgusting now, is it? Sorry if we've got one of those... hypersensitivities to disgusting noises. Tutti frutti. Oh my god. Well, that's disgusting. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's a taste sensation.
It's very sweet, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very poppy.
Mm. Oh dear. All right. It's very sweet. Oh my god.
Very crunchy.
I'm not going to get any sleep tonight. Or indeed for the rest of the week, the amount of sugars and that. It's unbelievable. All the nutritional values. Mm.
Oh my. There added vitamin D in that.
No. Oh. What was the name of the chewing gum that used to have in it? You get chewing gum mixed in with all the. This is just the sparkly stuff, then, isn't it? The popping stuff.
That is now wedged in my teeth.
Oh man. Tutti frutti is just sugar. Is all it is. It's a mix of sugar and poppy smacky. 0874-100-102 for your gym members. No, I can't.
Oh, my mouth's nearly stuck close together.
It's just making the noise.
It is indeed.
Today FM, Harry Styles. It's like strawberries. No, it tastes like tutti frutti. On a summer
evening. Rumblegum. Was it Rumblegum?
I don't remember. Rumble rocks? Space rocks? Nordics. Do you have like asteroids in the front of it? No. Oh, man, that's sweet. It's so wonderful and warm. That's Pussycat Dolls and Don't You. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley on for your Monday afternoon. 21 minutes past 3 o'clock. Hi, I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
I'm just looking at this GoFundMe for Chrysler that this has been running only for a couple of days. It was a 295,000, 160 euro with 7,000 donors on it. If you do a search for it, GoFundMe for Chrysler, and that's spelled Chreslogh. Devastating explosion in Chrysler, County Donegal. You can find that there. They're nearly at 300,000. And OnPost have announced that you're able to donate for Chrysler. This is just, on a Friday, most days we were doing popping candy for God's sake a couple of minutes ago, but particularly on a Friday, that's the show we enjoy the most. And we have the crack and we're doing the mix and having a great time. And the show we were on from 2 to 4:30 Friday afternoon, and deadly buzz, a great crack. The The mix was on. We finished up, headed home at about 5 o'clock, and I was on the train when my wife texted me. She said, "You see this story in Donegal?" And I said, "What was it?" And I went on online and had a look at it. And like a sucker punch, this news that it's just in the midst of us having the crack that seems so incongruous or not in keeping with the that we were all feeling on Friday. You know, the feeling of like the work week is over. Here comes the weekend. We're all in a great form, and then this horrific, tragic news comes from Donegal that we all got landed with it over the weekend. And of course, we're thinking of the locals in Chrysla and the people of Donegal that are going through this at the moment. And like I said, OnPost have announced that you can go to your local post office and donate there. And there you can, aside from the GoFundMe, this is through your local post office. Actually, Anna McHugh from OnPost is on the line. Anna, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi there. You know, I'm just thinking it was exactly the same with all of us.
When did you hear? GPO, was it Friday evening?
Yeah, in the GPO on Friday afternoon, we all would have seen, I think, you know, news flashes coming through and news updates on our phones and stuff. And the next thing then, I got a group email from one of our senior people on the retail side, the post office side, to say, "I think that's where the post office is." Mm-hmm. And then ensued sort of panic because we couldn't actually reach the post office on the phone or any of the staff. And we had a very, very traumatic maybe hour or hour and a half until some word came through, and it was devastating word, but the post office, the postmistress and the staff there were safe, but they had been, you know, dragging people out of rubble. They had been trying to get older people off the premises. They'd been dealing directly with people who were injured and dying. So this was dreadful. Yeah.
My immediate reaction, as it is with all these things, is straight away, I should be grand. It's going to be fine. There's going to be no serious casualties. And then, as we saw over the weekend, the individual stories coming out of, sadly, 10 people losing their lives. And what you're doing is anyone can show up to the post office and make a donation of any amount they like. Is that the case?
That's exactly the case, yeah. I mean, we all, you know, feel we'd like to do something practical to help. So we've been working with the Irish Red Cross on the support for Ukraine, you know, for the mm-hmm. last number of months.
Yeah.
So we got together with them over the weekend, and they have a mechanism there and a channel to take in funds. So you can donate at any post office in cash or with your debit card, as much or as little as you can afford. And those funds will be gathered by the Irish Red Cross, and then they will work with the government services and the local service providers to support people who've been bereaved or injured or lost their jobs or lost their homes or, you know, the schools, the kind of community trauma, to provide additional funds to what the government will be doing over the weeks, the months, the years perhaps ahead.
So I wanted to ask you, is there an extra charge for people in through the post office to do that, Witchy, or are you
we're waiving all of
all
that.
All right, okay.
There's no charge for that at all. And then Apple Green have come on board as well, and they're making it easy to donate online if that suits people, and they're promoting it in their various forecourts and shops as well, Apple Green, and that's all going into the same fund. So it's a way of just getting it all together and then, you know, coordinating it to get it directly and straight to the people who need it.
The most, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Anna, listen, thanks so much for taking my call this afternoon. You can call into the post office, you can use redcross.ie, or do you have an online mechanism as well, or is it only in the post office?
I think it's we're just looking after the cash post and office. The debit at post offices. Okay. Apple Green will be doing online, and if you look at the Irish Red Cross website either.
That's redcross.ie.
There's an easy way for everyone there. Yep. If people want to do something or feel that they're making a bit of a difference. Yeah, exactly.
Anna, thanks a million. Much obliged. All the best.
Thanks again. Bye.
Cheers. Bye, 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 bye.
Ray Foley.
All right, do what you can. Thanks.
With Supermax.
Lewis Capaldi's new song, Forget Me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray here. JP's over there. Ray Foley for your Monday afternoon. And yeah, we were with the Pop Rocks. Sharon Tobin, legendary news broadcaster, friend of the show, brought us Pop Rocks.
Popping Candy.
Popping Candy. Mm. Someone texted to say it was Pop Rocks is the name of it. What's it, Pop Rocks? The chewing gum that had the popping stuff in it. It was a little sachet you'd have, and you'd chew it, and then the popping bit would all pop, and then you'd be left with chewing gum in your mouth afterwards and you'd be chewing away.
I remember the sachet of Pop Rocks. It was like black and red or black and orange.
That was called Pop Rocks.
That wasn't chewing gum.
That's from Danielle. And then a number of people complaining about us eating on the air. I knew this was going to be the case before. Shouldn't I say it before we did it? I said, this is going to annoy people. Sorry about it. Will's over there on 0874 100 102.
Lads, I beg you. Yeah. I beg you, please.
I'm sorry.
Don't eat on air anymore. Please. I like the show and I don't want to switch off.
I like that. I like a listener with a threat. I like the show and I don't want to switch off.
Okay. Please.
Okay, Will. Do you know what? That's perfectly understandable. Understood. Message delivered loud and clear. I remember there was a thing. Do you remember this? There was a survey or a, you know, like a new survey out today reveals blah, blah, blah. And the survey was people hate the things that people hated. And they hated tin foil in people's mouths. Chewing on. Or the other one was cotton wool. In people's, and we asked people to text in what were the things you hate. And aside from Ray Foley, which was a clear number one.
Far and away at the top. No, you're only messing. Come on now, stop.
And we went and got all the things. And then you did a thing where you chewed tin foil and you chewed cotton wool. We did all that.
Oh, God.
The stupid things we did in our youth on the radio. Mendes, if I can't have you, this is Today FM. Hiya, June. Ray Foley, Monday afternoon. How are we feeling? We're feeling in fine fettle. Texts and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. Shout out to everyone, by the way, who was doing the pink run yesterday.
Oh, yeah, congrats.
The Great Pink Run, it was as it's known. It's known as the Great Pink Run, an aid of Breast Cancer Ireland, the Great Pink Run. In my case, it was the Grand Pink Run.
Oh, okay.
But everyone else did a great job, but I was grand. Actually, it was a funny old situation with the Great Pink Run. I brought the family. We all went yesterday. It was wet in Dublin. Over to you now, Kilkenny, actually. Fingers crossed, Kilkenny, next Sunday. Well, this Sunday. Yeah, next Sunday. This coming Sunday.
Breezy as well, wasn't it, in Dublin? You wouldn't want to be running into that wind.
We got caught in a shower at the end. You can do a 10K or a 5K in the run, and all the 10Kers flew, like, running past. But then there seems to be quite a lot of 5Kers just there for the walk. They're just there for a walk and a chat, enjoying themselves, chilling out, relaxing. And to try and get around them if you were jogging was not easy.
Okay, you had to weave.
I think by the time you get to, unless you start off by right at the front for the starter pistol, and then you're in the runners at the front, then you go ahead. But I didn't do that. And then by the time we got to the first kilometre, maybe 1.2 kilometres of the five, that's when you would have had a room to break and to weave and to get around them.
Okay.
But sure, JP, by that case, I was on the walk.
You weren't fit to weave at all.
So we walked it, and it was great. It was a lovely old buzz, actually, with the family. If you get the chance to do it, you can sign up on it. You can still register, I think, because the Kilkenny one's still happening. And the virtual one, you can virtually take part, participate. todayfm.com/Great Pink Run. Jump on in, do what you can, give what you can for Breast Cancer Ireland, of course, a fantastic cause. And it calls very close to my heart. I'd appreciate the business and the clicks and whatever you can do. Register on there. And lads, it's a walk, really.
It's just a stroll.
It's a walk. That's all it is. If you want to run it, run it. What's Ed Sheeran up to? This is the Pokemons, is it?
New song, Ed Sheeran, exciting times. He says, Ed Sheeran's Celestial will appear in Pokemon Scarlet.
Pika, 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 Pikachu.
So creepy.
He does a very good job of the Pikachu
That's not actually Ed, right? Just to clarify.
Pikachu!
I just find it so creepy.
Pika.
Oh, no.
Ed!
The song Celestial will appear in Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. You can watch it. It's online right now. We don't know in what context it's going to be used. There's a stylized cartoon in the YouTube video for it. So it's all terribly exciting stuff.
There's a Violet and Scarlet.
Violet and Scarlet.
Pokemon Violet.
And it was released on September 29th.
And what's it? Celestial?
Celestial.
See you tonight. It could go either. The Ed Sheeran Pokemon song is called Celestial on Today FM. Loads of texts. coming in with regard to that, and some of them are positive. The Galway Comedy Festival runs from the 25th to the 31st of October. GalwayComedyFestival.ie is the website, and we have a kick-ass prize to give away, actually, all with thanks to the Galway Comedy Festival. It's on the end of this month. Details coming up.
Ray Foley.
I'll tell you how you can win.
With Supermax and the Plaza.
Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera. Moves like Jagger. This is Today FM, playing the music you love, and the Galway Comedy Festival is on at the end of this month, end of October. You can say you're watched by it, lads. Although, in fairness, the last couple of years probably not been, hasn't been wild in terms of lockdowns and social distancing or whatever. It's great to get a buzz in Galway again. www.galwaycomedyfestival.ie. It runs from the 25th to the 31st of October. Tickets are on sale now. You can grab them online. There's over 100 artists performing, including Carl Spain, Dylan Moore and Tommy Tiernan, Jim Owen, Deirdre O'Kane, Kevin McAleer, Rich Hall, Ardal O'Hanlon, Bobby Davro. Bobby Davro!
Yes, Bobby Davro, yes.
That Bobby Davro.
That one.
Bobby Davro performing in Galway. And all the usual Galway Comedy Festival madness. Find out more, buy tickets, www.galwaycomedyfestival.ie. Our prize every day this week. We've got two tickets for a show of your choice on each of the first two nights of the Galway Comedy Festival. That's Tuesday the 25th and Wednesday the 26th of October, right? The prize includes a two-night stay for two people at the five-star G Hotel on the 25th and 26th of October. Oh, I understand why we're getting you to pick the gigs on those nights, because we're putting you up on those nights.
Correct.
It all ties together. So we'll put you up in the G Hotel then, 25th and 26th of October, in a superior room with breakfast each morning, and you'll get to enjoy a pre-show dinner on a night of your choice in the hotel's signature lounge. This is all very nice.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
A lovely break in Galway at the Galway Comedy Festival. The G Hotel is no ordinary hotel, it says here. Five-star luxury, beautiful surroundings, and extraordinary experiences await you there. See the ghotel.ie for more. Right, so you want to get into win? This is very simple. Tell us who the comedian is. Got a funny bit from a comedian that's going to be performing at the Galway Comedy Festival. Tell us who he or she is. We'll put you into it. 0874 100 102. We need the comedian's name. We need your name and where you're from. Text it in and we'll pick a winner in the next few minutes. You ready?
Roll it there, Ray.
And I just consider it slagging. It's slagging. Do you get slagged? Probably. I'd say you do. I don't even know it, but you do, right? And the lads like me. The lads in the gym are always slagging me, right? That's not the joke, by the way.
A man after my own heart. I love him. He's one of my faves. He's genuinely one of my... anytime on the 6 o'clock show or anytime we get the chance to interview, he's one of my faves. I love him. Who is he, though? What's his name, bo? Text 0874 100 102. We'll put you into win. Oh, thanks to Galway Comedy Festival. David Guetta, this is Today FM. Run me up in diamonds. Better in Groove Jet, Sophie Spectre on there. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley on for your Monday. Hello, my friends.
Oh, my God.
What?
I found ham for you.
You found ham for me.
I was in Lidl. Remember we were doing Going Full Lidl last week?
Indeed, yeah.
I found, please bear with now, hang on. I found inside in Lidl, in the cooked ham section, JP.
Yeah, I've been.
I took a photograph of this. 6.5 kilos of Serrano ham.
Oh, lovely.
And it's a full leg, like. It comes in this massive box. A big lump of ham, like Serrano ham, that you slice off thinly.
There's a problem with that, though.
Because you've nowhere to put it.
Well, you've well, apart from your belly.
It's going to take up your whole fridge.
Once you start slicing that off, you're like, oh, I'll just want, it's salty.
There's
it's
no stopping.
I'll just have another. The leg's gone.
$54.99. That's what it says here.
6.5 kilos. That's not bad value, I would venture to suggest.
This is not an ad. I just saw it this morning while I was inside getting a few bits. My kids are going mad for these focaccias.
Excuse me?
Well, I loudly exclaimed.
And what are they saying at you? Are they looking out the window of the car as you're driving to school?
I said, don't make me stop this car.
Focaccias.
No, they're kind of like pizza bread.
Oh, okay.
Very nice. They're going nuts for the focaccias, my lads. I said, you watch your mouth.
thin ice over there.
You're on thin ice. I had to turn off Ian. We're on the school run. I had to turn off Ian. Yeah. I had to turn off Uncle Ian.
Right.
I go, I swear, if you speak to me like that again.
Where did they pick up focaccias from? That's what you're thinking to yourself. Where have they heard that?
They're €1.04 in Lidl.
Oh, lovely.
I think, not an ad. I don't know. Hey, we've got the Galway Comedy Festival. It's on the end of this month. www.galwaycomedyfestival.ie. Over 100 artists performing. And we're asking you, who is this individual?
And I just consider it slagging. It's slagging. Do you get slagged? Probably.
I just love him.
He's very funny.
I've always loved him.
Right. Tell us who it is. I'll give you a pair of tickets. And,
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Helen.
Helen.
Yes.
Ray Foley caller from Today FM. How are you?
I'm great, Ray. How are you?
I'm only all right. I need to put you back on hold for a second, Helen. Would you mind?
One second.
Is this an everyday prize or is it an end of week prize?
No, it's every day.
All right, cool. Yeah. Sorry to keep you, Helen.
You're okay?
I'm just calling with regard to the prize and the comedian at the Galway Comedy Festival. Where in the world are you, Helen?
I'm in Limerick.
Oh, very good. I've heard of it. And do you have a significant other or anyone in your life you'd like to take to Galway?
Say that again. Oh, I do.
Who do you have?
I have my other half, Phil.
Phil?
Yes.
Okay. What's your story? Are you married? Are you going out together? Are you...
Married, I'd say 20 odd years now.
Oh, that's long enough. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll allow it. Tell us, Helen, who is the comedian that's performing at the Galway Comedy Festival that we played a couple of minutes ago?
That was Carol Spain.
Yes, of course. Well, of course, in fairness, being a Limerick woman, not getting Carol Spain, you'd be in trouble.
And Carol actually went to school with my husband, so that's how I know him straight away.
It all comes together. Carol's a sweetheart. Yep. Right, well, you could be seeing Carol. Well, I leave it to you to decide what gigs you want to go to. And you've got a two-night stay for two at the 5-star G Hotel, thegHotel.ie. And GalwayComedyFestival.ie is the festival website. Well done, madam.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, boys.
You're welcome. Listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on.
And Ray, love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Alan. All the best.
Bye, guys.
Much love. Bye. Right, so we're doing this all week then. This is an amazing prize. Daily prize. Fantastic. Your chance to win again tomorrow, right here on Today FM. Lizzo on Today FM. To be loved. Am I ready? Yes, you are. Ready to be loved Monday afternoon. Shout outs on text 0874 100 102. Well, Foley tuned in here in Salou. No recession round here. Getting crispy in the sun with the missus. Love the show from Kev. Crispy Kev, nice to have you, sir. And happy birthday to Senan Gibson and Letterkenny, who was born on the 10th of the 10th of the 10th.
Wow.
He's 12 years old today. So he's kind of spoiling it. Maybe two years ago he would have been awesome.
10 would have been better.
Because he would have been 10 on the 10 on the 10 on the 10. Lots of love sending though. Have a lovely day. Love from Mummy, Daddy, Roisin and Emma. Have a lovely day. But guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Yep. We didn't get to do Huey Lewis and the News Reader, where our fave RTE newsreader, aside from my wife and friend of the show, Sharon Tobin, tells us that her next project involves a collab with 80s favourites Huey Lewis and the News in Huey Lewis and the News Reader. And we didn't get to do Ultra Pate.
There you go.
Ultra Pate, where free singer Ultra Natte gives us her top three types of pate in her Ultra Pate ratings. You got your chicken pate, you got your pork pate, and top of the pile, your duck pate. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow. We're on from 2. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley.
Have a lovely Monday evening.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish.